Magda Dubin. Hello, friend, and greetings once again in the wonderful, matchless name of the Lord Jesus Christ. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven, and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. Yes, beloved, the Lord Jesus Christ is that source of eternal life, the one who gives us spiritual bread and spiritual water that satisfies the hunger and thirst of the human spirit, the only one who can fill your life to overflowing. That's the Lord Jesus Christ. And I trust that you have acknowledged that you needed him as your Savior, that you've put your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus, that you've invited him to come into your life, and that you have received that gift of salvation, which is available through believing in and receiving Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, inviting him to come into your spirit and into your life. For God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth, Jesus said in John chapter 4. And the Holy Spirit of God is the one who comes into our spirit when we put our faith and trust in the Lord Jesus, when we cry out to him in faith, believing that Christ died for our sins, that he was buried, that he arose from the grave 3 days later, victor over death, sin, Satan, and hell. When we trust in him and ask him, he sends his Holy Spirit into our spirit to do the work of salvation, to give us the gift of eternal life. John 3:6 states, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, that's physical birth, but that which is born of the Spirit is spirit, that's the spiritual birth. The work of the Holy Spirit of God when he moves into the spirit of man and gives us that gift of salvation and eternal life, transforming and molding us into the image and likeness of Jesus Christ. How wonderful it is to taste and see that the Lord is good. He is wonderful, my friend, truly wonderful. Today we're continuing in the prophecies the Lord Jesus Christ gave to the disciples when he was walking here upon earth before his crucifixion, just a few days, just a short few hours even, before he was going to be crucified, that Jesus recorded these words here, recorded by Matthew, one of the followers of the Lord Jesus Christ, as he wrote the book of Matthew here in Matthew 24. And we're reading the words under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit of God, beginning with verse 15. And when ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet stand in the holy place, whoso readeth, let him understand. Now, we've talked about this before as we've discussed Daniel, and we've discussed this prophecy that the prophet Daniel gave foretelling a future event that is yet in the future, when the beast will move into the New Jerusalem temple, not the New Jerusalem, but the Jerusalem temple. It will be a new temple that will be built during the beginning of the 7-year tribulation period, after there is a peace treaty that will be made with Jerusalem for 7 years, guaranteeing protection upon her by this man who will rule the world and will set up a one-world government and will start out as a man of peace and a man that looks like he's a great and wonderful man, and the world will wonder after him. And he will set up this peace treaty with the nation of Israel. Israel is having all kinds of turmoil and trouble right now, as you and I well know. And the world is ripe looking for a man who can guarantee peace to Israel and who will resolve these problems that are transpiring over there in this area of turmoil between the Israelis and the Arab nations. and this man will come upon the scene and will appear as a man of peace, and the whole world will wonder after him, and they will unite the world together. And then there will be 7 years in which this covenant will be made with the nation of Israel, guaranteeing them peace. And during the first 3.5 years, Israel will rebuild her temple. And in the midst of that 7 years, this man, the beast, that has set up this one world government and has made the peace treaty with Israel, will move into the city of Jerusalem and will take over the temple and will declare that the holy place is his throne room. This is the desolation that's spoken of here, the abomination of desolation, as he will desecrate the holy place in the temple of God. Verse 16, then let them which are in Judea flee into the mountains. He's talking about the children of Israel, for this one will begin to persecute the nation of Israel. And thus he says, let them flee into the mountains. Let him that is on the housetop not come down to take anything out of his house. He means get out immediately. You must leave at once. Neither, verse 18, let him which is in the field return back to take his clothes. And woe unto them that are with child, and to them that give suck in those days, because it'll be hard for them to travel, and it'll be hard for them to flee into the mountains. And it will be hard, and a difficult and a terrible time for Judah and for the nation of Israel. Verse 20, but pray ye that your flight be not in winter, neither on the Sabbath day. Because under Judaism, the religion of the Jewish people, they could only travel so far on the Sabbath day. And also in the winter, the wadis, the wadis are in Texas, we call them the gullies, the areas between mountains, the valleys that have been washed out by rains and by floods. They will be filled with water in Israel. During the rainy season, they're filled up with water, which is in the winter months, and it's difficult to get across them. And so that's why he's saying, but pray ye that your flight be not in winter, neither on the Sabbath day, for then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. This is going to be a time of judgment, a time of trouble, a time of great trouble upon this whole earth, and the whole earth will suffer and feel the impact of this judgment, that these judgments that are going to come upon the earth during this 7-year tribulation period, and especially the last 3.5 years, which are the great tribulation, the time of great trouble. This is the last 3.5 years of that 7-year tribulation period, which will begin when this man, the man who calls himself the ruler of the earth, will move into the temple in Jerusalem and will desecrate the holy place. And Revelation chapter 13 tells about that, as well as 1 Thessalonians tells about this event when he will move into the city of Jerusalem. And so we read here in Revelation chapter 12, if you'll turn with me to Revelation chapter 12 again, we'll pick up where we left off last time concerning this pictorial passage of Scripture. Revelation chapter 12 is an allegorical picture of the tribulation period, and it is using different symbols that represent Israel and represent Satan and represent the Lord Jesus Christ and the war and the terrible occurrences that will take place during this 7-year tribulation period. Again, beginning with verse 1, there appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. Now, we've talked before about how this pictures the nation of Israel. And she, being with child, cried, travailing in birth and pain to be delivered. This child concerns and looks back to the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ, who is God incarnate. Verse 3, and there appeared another wonder in heaven. Behold, a great red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 crowns upon his heads, and his tail drew the 3rd part of the stars of heaven, and did cast them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman which was ready to be delivered, for to devour her child as soon as it was born. This all transpired some 2,000 years ago when the Lord Jesus Christ was born, and Satan inspired Herod the king to seek to destroy the Lord Jesus Christ. And this was the means by which the dragon sought to destroy the Lord Jesus. If you'll notice verse 9, it identifies the dragon as Satan. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. And so we see the dragon is Satan, who would try to kill the Lord Jesus Christ as soon as he was born. But Almighty God protected and shielded the Lord Jesus about, and sent Joseph and Mary and the Lord Jesus into the land of Egypt, where God preserved and protected them so that Herod could not reach them and could not destroy the Lord Jesus Christ. And so we see these are pictures looking back and thinking about those events that transpired in the past, and that looking forward then to the things that would come to pass. Verse 5, and she brought forth a man-child who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron. Now, this is looking forward to a period of time called the millennial reign of Christ. This will occur at the end of the 7-year tribulation period, when the Lord Jesus Christ will come back from glory in power and great glory. He will return to the earth and will set up his kingdom upon the earth. And saints of God, the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the tribulation saints, those who will die for their faith in Jesus during this 7-year tribulation period, we will return with Jesus Christ back to the earth to set up his kingdom here upon the earth. And he will take the beast and the false prophet and will cast them into the lake of fire. And he will set up a righteous kingdom that shall rule and reign for 1,000 years here upon the earth. And Jesus Christ will rule with a rod of iron. That is, he will rule in righteousness, and all will obey him and do his bidding. Goodbye.